One media organization single-handedly changed and reignited the debate over domestic violence and the NFL, TMZ. On Monday, the celebrity gossip site released security footage of running back Ray Rice knocking his then-fiancée unconscious with a brutal punch. Later that day, the Baltimore Ravens cut Rice from the team. And on Wednesday, the NFL announced former FBI Director Robert Mueller would lead an investigation into how the organization handled the case. It's not the first time TMZ and its outspoken founder, Harvey Levin, have triggered a national debate. Anne Helen Peterson is a features writer for BuzzFeed and recently wrote an in-depth story about what makes TMZ tick. Anne, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Anne, as I just mentioned, this is not the first time TMZ has scooped the rest of the news media like this. Give us a quick rundown of TMZ's greatest hits.
They have basically scooped almost every single gossip and mainstream news organization on celebrity breaking news. So everything from Michael Jackson's death, which they were the first to correctly report, to the footage of Solange Knowles attacking Jay-Z just earlier this year, to the tapes of Donald Sterling that necessitated the sale of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Now, how do they manage to get their hands on this type of material that, you know, a lot of people would like to get a hold of?
Harvey Levin has established a wide ring of tipsters and has connections through many of his employees, relationships that funnel this information to him. But a lot of it is just that TMZ now is the place that people know to bring their information if they have something good. Now, Harvey Levin says that they don't pay for interviews. They don't pay very much for things like this. And they actually claim that they did not pay for this footage. But it seems very clear that that's not the case.
That it seems to be the case that they're paying for what they get?
Yes, that they're paying. He says that it's a small amount, but, you know, within the industry, it seems clear that it's at least five figures for especially this sort of very valuable videotape.
Now, I have to say, one thing I was kind of thrilled to read about in terms of their reporting practices is that TMZ puts money into good old-fashioned investigative style, you know, reporting on the record, like with their court reporting.
Yes. Well, and this is the thing that I think a lot of people are hesitant to admit. They don't want to think of TMZ as investigative journalists, in part because they don't heed some of the ethics that American journalism says are standard. So the fact that they pay for stories, I mean, in Britain, people pay for stories. That's been a long tradition within the journalism schools there. But here in America, I would say that, you know, they employ people who haven't necessarily gone to journalism school, but who dig and who do that sort of nitty-gritty style journalism that in some ways isn't funded at a lot of organizations anymore.
And you write about some of the precursors of TMZ, the gossip magazines of the 50s in particular. Mm-hmm. Is the TMZ empire today, the website and the show, are they doing anything really new?
I mean, they're using a lot of the tactics from the 1950s, but the real difference is digitization. I mean, a scandal magazine came out, you know, once, maybe twice a month, but TMZ reports a story and then offers constant updates on it. And they also, you know, the information and the data that they use to indict these various celebrities, almost all of it are materials that would not be possible to obtain without digital surveillance cameras and digital cameras in general and digital recording devices.
And we saw really, you know, the unique power of video. You know, the scandal sheets never had that, and that got TMZ into every single newscast.
Absolutely. And I think that's really the power of this footage. You know, people like, we understand that domestic violence is a social ill, but it's easy to talk abstractly about it, and you see this video and you can't ignore it.
Let me ask you for a value judgment after having looked into this. On balance, is TMZ a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, I think that they are illuminating things about institutions that the rest of the press is not. And I think that the way that they get their hands on that footage is not always ethical or necessarily savory. But at the same time, this story wouldn't be there if they didn't do this. So I feel very ambivalent about what TMZ is doing.
That's Anne Helen Peterson. Her upcoming book is Scandals of Classic Hollywood, Sex, Deviance, and Drama from the Golden Age of American Cinema. Anne, thanks very much.
Thank you.